Our opening prayer for Mass today may have sounded very, very familiar because it comes straight from the Gospel of Luke. I'll read it again so that you can pay attention even with more fervor. Put on those listening ears and listen to where this might have been located in the Gospel. I prayed, O God, who founded all the commands of your sacred law upon love of you and of our neighbor, grant that by keeping your precepts, we may merit to attain eternal life. Attaining eternal life. You might remember, this is the question that a young scholar of the law asked Jesus. He came to him one day and said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus, recognizing him as a scholar of the law, says, "Well, what does the law and the prophets say?" And that young scholar came back, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus says, "Well done, you got it. Do these things and you'll inherit eternal life." But it needed a little bit more clarification for the young scholar. So he says, "And who is my neighbor?" Remember that question he asks? And then this leads Jesus up to tell that parable of the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan who goes and lifts up that man out of the ditch, takes him to the inn, cares for his wounds, and gives the innkeeper money so that he might be taken care of. And so this is exactly where that opening prayer comes from. We ought to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourself. But I think even still, this needs a little more explanation. That question, who is my neighbor? Jesus gives us one category of who our neighbor is. Maybe that's it's that man in the ditch who everyone else was passing by, the lowly, the one in need. But certainly we have more neighbors than that. So I think a proposal of three different categories of neighbors would be helpful to recognize who is it that the Lord puts in my life in different ways that I'm called to serve and love just like Jesus. And so three categories of neighbor. I like to think of it in an analogous way, in using an analogy. Maybe I've used this before. It's one of my favorites. You know, we are all connected. We're one body. We've heard that image before used by Jesus, or like the branches to the vine. We're all connected. I like to think of a brick wall, that all the bricks, they have a relationship to one another. If they didn't, if they weren't holding one another up, that wall would collapse. And so I like to think of myself in a very dignified way as a brick in the wall. I'm one brick, but I'm a part of this whole wall, about this whole organism that is being held together by one another. And so three categories. I have bricks under me, I have bricks beside me, and I have bricks above me. And each of those categories is one different group of neighbors that the Lord calls me to love and to support and to pour into. The first is that one he mentions in the parable of the Good Samaritan. Those in my life who the Lord has given me some charge of. I have some mission towards this group under me. You know, if you're a parent or grandparent, these are those in your life whom you've been called to instruct and feed and teach and take care of. They're completely dependent on you. Even we started Mass today with that focus of Catechetical Sunday. Parents, grandparents, it's our role to pass on the faith to our kids. They're those who are under us, not in some submissive domination way, but in a way that they've been given to me as a great responsibility. And if I don't take care of them, if I don't pass on the faith to them, if I don't feed them and bathe them and clothe them, then I'm not fulfilling my duty to them as my neighbor. Or maybe you're a boss or you're a supervisor at work. The Lord has put people in your life for you to care for. And it doesn't matter how young you are, there's probably always someone younger that you can take care of, that you've been called to give to in a certain way where you're the teacher. You're the one who has been given some charge. So that's that first category, especially those who are lowliest, the poor, the orphan. We hear about this in the first reading from the prophet Amos. Israel, in its history, they kept neglecting the needy and the poor, those who were given to them by the Lord to sustain. And so the prophet Amos today, he waves his finger at them saying, "You're trampling the needy. You're destroying the poor, those who the Lord has given to you to take care of. You fixed your scales for cheating." Israel was just looking after themselves. They were serving mammon. They were serving money and advancement and greed more than the stranger and the neighbor that the Lord had given. And it was to their detriment. The poor were languishing because Israel wasn't taking care of them. And so that's that first category. We always want to examine, how am I living out this gospel directive to love my neighbor, those under me, those under my care? Then, of course, the second one are those bricks beside me. These are my peers, maybe my spouse or my friends or maybe my enemy or my next door neighbor, those who are kind of on the same level as me. The Lord has put them in my life for me to uphold and sustain, and then it goes both ways. They uphold and sustain me. That's what it looks like when those bricks on the same level are loving one another as neighbor. There's always that examination. Who are those in my general sphere, my peers, whom I'm pouring into just as much? And I'm loving and sustaining and supporting. That's that second group of our neighbor. And then that we not neglect the third, those above us, those authorities in my life, those whom I'm a responsibility for, my bosses, my governors, my leaders, my pastor. I'm not just saying this because I'm your pastor, but there's this third level that we ought to love and to support and sustain. And that's even when we disagree with them. Now, I know you've never disagreed with a decision that I've ever made. In my time here at St. Jude, you've been so loving and supportive. But hypothetically, what if I had made a decision that you weren't so fond of? Well, certainly you'd have the responsibility to let me know that, but in charity and love and still mutual support. This is what we do when we support and love our neighbors above us, those in authority over us, even our political neighbors, our mayors, our governors, our congressmen and women, our presidents, our kings, our queens. The Lord has given them some authority, and I'm under their mission. Now, they're trying to do their best, and I have to always give them the benefit of the doubt. And then it's certainly, if I have a grave disagreement with them, to let them know that. But they deserve my respect. They deserve my honoring, because I have to recognize, whoa, there's people under me too, and I request that same respect. And there's people above my superiors and leaders, and so they need their respect too. St. Paul writes to Timothy about this today. He tells Timothy to offer supplications and prayers and petitions and thanksgivings for everyone, for kings, and for all in authority. St. Paul recognized we are a body. We have those above us, beside us, below us, that are our neighbors, those whom the Lord has put in my life to love, to support, and to respect. And so, brothers and sisters, let's bring all those categories today to our Mass. Let's pray for them, support them, love them, even in challenging times. that the Lord would be a blessing to us and to them, and that we would all be more united as his body. Remember those two directives. Love God with all your mind, heart, soul, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. And this is the way to eternal life.